lives, and that is Kedushat Svarim, Kedushat Shemot Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Today, there's a whole thing, Shemot, that we take books and we put the, what needs Shemot, what doesn't need to be put in Shemot. Let's learn these halakhot today. So the halach is mikar adin mutar likanes lebet hakise kashayesh bikis beged vido sefer kodesh katan. A lot of times a person has in his pocket a tehillim, a sidur. Is he allowed to go into the bathroom with this sidur? Is he allowed to go in? So it's a big question. Many said, well, it's in the pocket. Yeah, but the halach usually is you need how many kisuyim? Two. Where are your two kisuyim? Many say, well, you look at your pocket, it actually has two kisuyim. Right? If you look inside your pocket, there's actually a double. There's the pocket, and then there's the jacket. So it has two kisuyim. Are you allowed to walk into the bathroom with it? And the answer is, mikara din, it is mutar. Afilu mitpas bilashon ashuri. Even if it's written in Sefer Torah letters. Machmir. Machmir. Shalali kanesa betakisim sefer koidish bekisai. Tavoy alav bracha. Okay? So lechatchila, you should try not to go into the betakisai. Yes. I understand, but that's the whole point. Lechatchila, you don't go in. Lechatchila, you should try to not go in to a bet takisei with a siddur in a pocket. What happens? You're on the road. You're in the Howard Johnson or whatever it's called. These places that they stop. Where you're going to put your siddur down on the counter. What are you going to do? You're allowed to go in. You're not going to be ikar adin. Because you can shemutar likanes to bet takisei tmuna shel rav. Now pay attention, Rabbi. You hear? Would you think for a minute that you're not allowed to take a picture of a Rav into a Bet HaKisei? Would you think with this, he has to discuss that maybe you're allowed to, you hear, maybe. Because Shekein Shemutar Likamei Etmuna Shel Rav, She'ein Betmunot Eilu Shum Kedusha. Av She'ein Linog Bahem Minag Bizayon. But you're not allowed to be Noeg Minag Bizayon in the picture. We don't understand this today. You know, today not only we don't, Fakir, the opposite. We take the Rav and we're Mevat. No, we're not Mevat. No, no Bizayner up. No. It once was a cute story. You want to hear a cute story? I don't want to say which person. He was a little bit off, but he was a big genius in halacha. Big Gaon. Okay? What happened? He went and he took a Rambam and he took it into the Bet HaKisei. The Rambam.
Purposely.
And he would learn in the Bet HaKisei. Now, we spoke about this. Are you allowed to learn the Bet HaKisei? So, b'machshava, it's a machloket. The Gra and the Bet Yosef. Some say you're allowed to think Divrei Torah in the Bet HaKisei, especially if you'll think other things. You're better off, instead of reading whatever you read in the Bet HaKisei, if that's the problem, better think about Torah. Okay. So, he said, they asked him, how could you bring a Rambam into the Bet HaKisei? You know what he said? But the Rambam himself went to the Beis HaKisei. That was his. Of course, he's wrong. You can't bring a Rambam into the Beis HaKisei. But when I ask you, are you allowed to bring a picture of the Rambam into the Beis HaKisei? You wouldn't think twice about it. But you see, he brings it for halacha. It's not so. He's saying you're allowed to, but why would you have to even discuss it? But he points out, but you can't be noeg minag bizayon with it. Whatever it is, the picture of the Rav needs to be respected. Now, let's see one more halacha, and a few more halachas. Now, are you allowed to sit on a bench, and at the end of the bench, there's svarim?
On the bench.
You see on the bench, not on the svarim. At the end of the bench is svarim. You would say yes. And what would you say? So you are a Sfardi, and he's obviously something Shoresh Nishmatoz Ashkenazi. It's a machloket, the Bet Yosef, the Maran Shulchan Aruch, and the Rama. Sfardim hold that it's okay.
Because I would say bench is meant for
two, three people, Deja. Yalkut Yosef, with his father, well, no halacha so well, they say it chidush. I liked it because that's what I got excited when I saw it. You know, a lot of times you have a long bench, but each chair has a division, like in the Young Israels and these type of big batei knesiot. Then he says, even according to Ashkenazim, it's mutar. Because the benches have like little things there to sections. It becomes like a mechitza. Okay? Interesting?
Yes.
So maybe we can learn a chidush from this. Maybe they should take out those partitions. Why? If 10 yidden sit on a bench and amit palel and they're together because of it, you want to make a mechitza between the Jews, maybe take it out. If you're saying it's a mechitza, right? Maybe you better take it off anyway. Huh? Huh? Better not. Okay. Okay. The point being, malach is lididan. What does lididan mean? Us. Lididan mutar lashevet al safsul sheyesh b'sefer kodesh. Ashkenazim machmirim mizeh, says Yalkut Yosef. Because the Ramah is makpil. Now, this is a very famous issue. Hazmanot. You know, a lot of times you get all these invitations and then literature has psukim on it.
Who is the God Nisan? Look at the
morning. That's us?
Nisan.
No, what is ours?
Who? Right.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I don't know what my car is. I apologize. Okay.
I'll check upstairs.
Hazmanot hamud pasod biksav ashurit. What happens? Now, I want to tell you something very interesting that people don't know. Besides for psukim, there's another thing which has kedushah. Tav ashurit itself is added kedusha. Ktav Ashurit, the Sefer Torah, the letters. And because of this, he breaks it up. The Pasuk, and that maybe there's another problem when it's written in the Sefer Torah words. Hazmanot hamut pasot b'ktav Ashurit. V'nishlachot l'chaverim yedidim l'shtateh b'simchas chasim v'kala. Af api sheyesh mefakfakim b'davar. You may be not allowed to throw out an invitation. Did you know that? Today, everything we get in the mail, we throw it right out before we even open it. And then when we open it, we see that we have to go somewhere to help somebody, a simcha or something. Oh, gosh, I know. Who has the patience? Garbage. The halacha is you might not be allowed to throw out the actual invitation. Why? Because it's written in what? Ktav Ashurit. Did anyone here know this? No. Okay. He says, "Mif yesh mifakfikim b'davar imutar lasot ken." It's a whole question. You're allowed to do this. Mipnei kedushat haktav ho ashuri hamyuchad mitivat sifrei Torah. The ktav itself, not even if it's a pasuk, it's not a pasuk. It's I invite you, but since it's written miktav ashurit, yesh b'zeh kedushah. Umikol makom. Aminag pashut lakel b'davar. The custom is to be. Some say it's not so simple. Customarily, we do it. Bifrat shaksiva batfasa lo b'ktivat mamish. I keep on telling this you many times. If you knew all the sugyot that go into every word that he says, you'd love this book. This is beautiful. When you have an invitation, is it actually printed with the ink on it?
No.
Yes.
You guys fight a lot. Are you related? Are you married or something? What's the story? You seem to.
It's ink.
Of course it's ink. Okay. So he obviously is still going when they didn't inch each one. They just made a Xerox copy of it. So since it's not actually the printed one, but actually what is it? It's Xerox copied. So there's no ink there. Meaning it's not katav. Yesh lakel. Which means that I don't know if he would, what would he think when they print the actual printing? He's going, yeah, you're allowed to do it. The custom is to do it. Bifrat, everybody repeat. Bifrat, shaktiva, bat, fasa. It's duplicated. V'lo b'ktiva mamash. Especially because of this. What happens when it's not? I guess it's still mutar, but it's a little worse, right? Mikom akom, yeah, rak. Shemikable hazmanot yizaru. But you can't throw in the garbage. I never heard of this. This is something very new to me. You're not allowed to take an invitation, throw in the garbage. Huh? Okay, let me just finish the line. The lo yizalzul b'hem rak yanichem yinigdem b'makom shel kavod. He says, "Umatov la'ir ken b'tfus b'shulei hazmana." When you invite on the bottom, they should write, "Please be careful not to throw in the garbage." I don't know. This is something interesting. You know, I don't know. Let's come and make a whole revolution. Let's make a revolution. I mean, the Ashkenazim are not going to listen anyway. They'll say it's the Alpha, just not for them. But you guys, no, let's go. Come on, Nu.
What should we do then?
Okay, so let me repeat what we just learned, because he doesn't understand it. There's a special Kedusha for Kitab Ashuri.
The font.
The font. You're smart, you know that? I like you. The font itself is an issue, okay? The actual Kitab. Why? Kitab Miuchad L'Sefer Torah. So even if I write blah, blah, shmeh, blah, 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 nothing, I write the shtuyot.
It's enough.
Okay? Now, the question is, so what do I do when I get an invitation? So he says that you have to, some say, you got to be very careful if you're allowed to just get rid of it. If you're allowed to get rid of it. Why? Mipnei kedushat haktav ashuri, because of this font. Mikol makom amin yag lakel. Bifrat, especially, it's not printed. It's just Xerox. It's copy. Today, it is Xerox. Today, it's really printed, right?
Even with the printer at home,
so I'll tell you what he...
We need to define what ink means. Ink means written, handwritten.
So let me tell you something. You know, I mentioned this yesterday. Are you allowed to write a Sefer Torah stencil form?
Which is?
Okay, I need to go back for 1 minute, give you a little history. About 10 years ago, this became the biggest controversy in Eretz Yisrael. There's something called a silver screen Sefer Torah. You know how they do it? It's like a stencil. Like when you had stencils when we were kids in the school, they're able to put a thing.
Okay, I got it.
So some say, why not? Like you said, what I mean, the letters are there, the ink is there, whatever. The other flip side of it is it's not ketiva. You didn't take your hand and write. You understand? There's a whole question in Hilchot Shabbat. If you do this stencil on Shabbat, were you kotev? It's a very big question. How about another question? Yeah? What happens if a person writes on a computer? Is that called writing? Well, the otiot are there. Many. And Rabbi Avadi Yosef holds like this. This is not a real ketivah. The nafkamina would be, you could erase it. And there's no isur mechika tashem. You know what another nafkamina would be? If a person is a doctor, and he has to write on Shabbos something. He has no choice. Yeah? Some say better do it on the writing, on the computer, than to do ktiva, because this is not a masa. It's not a masa ktiva. It's not an act of writing. So this is the difference. You see, if you understood all this, this is what he's warning us. It's not a ktiva, it's just Xerox copied. Now the truth is, even if there is ink there, but some guy sat there with his finger and wrote it, you see the difference? Even if you're going to say that it's not just, you know, Xerox copy. But it's not some guy sat there. It was... So this became a very big controversy in the Sifrei Torah. They're called silk screen. Remember the expression. They're called silk screen. Sifrei Torah. Some said it's okay. I'm going to look. I don't remember. I mean, it was a big controversy. I didn't remember seeing inside from Avadi Yosef when he helped. But I know that most Gedolei Yisrael said it's not a kosher Sefer Torah. You can't have it. You can't read from it. Why? Because it lacked. It lacks. Now repeat. There's no Maaseh Ktiva. No, but not Maaseh Ktiva.
It's
that's what it is. You can't say, right. And this could be a good lesson for kids in school. They have to write a composition. You can't just, Xerox copy from your friend. If you have to do your homework, maybe just Xerox copy from here. I pressed the button. I did the work. And what's the answer? You come to Shemayim. You ain't getting credit for that. All right? So if you just, I know a lot of people that, you know how they mechadish on Mefitz Torah? They print svarim. Put the button there. That's not called writing chidushei Torah. Ah, you get schar, you get reward for it, but you need to take your hand and your head and your mouth and work hard and do it. Now, so what do you do with these hazmanot? So tell me, Azar, what do you do when you get an invitation in the mail? What do you do with it? Throw in the garbage, right? Huh? So what, you're not a svar anymore? You don't hold those... Yalka Joseph doesn't... No, I don't know. Maybe you don't hold the Yalka Joseph because he says you're not allowed to do that. If it's written B'Ktav Ashurit, you're not allowed to do that. And if you have it K'tav Ashurit on the bottom, you should write Tzarich Genizah. Because it's written in what language? In what font? K'tav Ashurit. I never saw anyone do this. But he says it clearly. And he's writing it clearly, Rabbi. It's here. All right, so from now on, Azaria, you see, in my house, I get Beli Guzma. You think I'm kidding you. I literally get 20 invitations a day. Lefachot, sometimes it's more. 20. Everybody wants me to come to this. They don't know that I live here. I don't live in Lakewood anymore. I'm not there. So I don't even open them. I have no idea. We just throw them right in the garbage. I don't even pay it. I have no idea about mitzvahs, chasmas, my neighbors. I have no idea. Why? Because I came here. And I'm devoted to you, and I'm here. Yeah, this is it. So Lamasa, yeah, I'm gonna have to tell my wife now. She's got to stock them up, and we got to put them in Shemus. The Shemus collector is gonna make big money now off us. Now, Masha Matsui Etel. Let's see next thing. Mutar Limchak. You ready? So this is what we were talking about. Are you allowed to race? Ot Chinichtab B'Siman Roshi Tevot Lorot Al Shem Shemayim Kigayim. Hashem. You know, when people write Hashem, they don't write, what do they write? Hey. Right? Write a hey with a slash. You're allowed to erase that. V'lachem utar l'chtob Baruch Hashem. Many people were very nervous. Right? I remember a Jew that walked around from all his letters. He would take his letters, yeah, and rip out the Baruch Hashem. He'd rip out the, you know people like that? Okay, so they give them the Yalkut, you make it easy for them. You're allowed to erase it. It's not a problem. You don't have to worry that it gets thrown in the garbage. Call the guy up because you're saving him a lot of OCD. I'm sure the guy's sitting there and he's getting all nervous in the Baruch Hashem. It's good! That you're allowed to throw in the garbage. You see, so the Baruch Hashem on top of the letter, throw it out. The invitation that has nothing, Ashurit, don't throw it out. Now, Mutar Lishmar Mechtav Mekadoima Bein Akricha L'Sefer. A lot of times, people take stuff and they put it into a sefer to watch, to keep it, to put it away, to hide it. Now, I want to tell you a big rule about life, that whenever you hide something in a sefer, you won't remember where you put it. You usually forget it, and then you forget where it is. So I don't know if that's such a great idea, to hide things in a sefer. But either way, mutar lishmar michtavim, you're allowed to watch letters, Ben Akricha L'Sefer. Oy Shemeiniach HaMichtav L'Sefer L'Simen. And you're allowed to use a letter in a Sefer as a bookmark. You're allowed to use a bookmark, you're allowed to use a letter. V'chei Muchter Lichtoy, who wants to go, I see, one more halacha, V'chei Muchter Lichtoy, Divrei Torah, Al Gabi Sefer Kodesh, Hatuah. You're allowed to write Divrei Torah on a Sefer. Everybody does it. Maybe you're not allowed to do that. We'll have to discover. You know, maybe I see the Dalai wants to go. I see Dalai more. So let me just tell you what this is. I will continue with it. Tomorrow, I don't know if I'm going to be here because of the Sefer Torah. Either way, I ask you all, please, just because I'm not here, the minyan has to continue. Okay, so please, I'm asking everyone nicely. Could everyone please come tomorrow? Yeah? Tomorrow, everyone will come. The minyan continues. I happen to be, have to go to Lake. Otherwise, I'm here for you. So please do this for me. Make the minyan continue when I'm not here. Moshe, good, because I see you're having a hard day today.
No, I'll be here.
As you know, I see there's a lot of things bumbling up in your head over there. How about this? Let me ask you, can we put this into the file of the stuff that's bumbling in your head? Mutar lichtei divrei Torah al sefer kodesh pasuch. And that is, tomorrow and the next time we meet, we'll discuss what are you allowed to do on a sefer. Are you allowed to lean on a sefer? Are you allowed to use a sefer five of them, one on top of the other. Well, what happened? You erased? No, don't erase it. Yeah, and what? And then put your sitter on top of that. So what are you using this as? As a shtender. Using this as something to, right? I put some five gemarot. Yeah. It looks good. People think he's learning five gemarot. And really, what's he doing? He's reading from, I don't know, whatever, on top of it. So we're going to discuss, if you're allowed to do that, what are you allowed to use Sfarim for?
What are you not
allowed to use Sfarim for? Baruch Hashem, Le'olam. Amen, v'amen.